Japanese automaker Nissan plans to add 4,000 new jobs. More than half of those will be in the United States. This is an exciting month for many car companies. April is the first time in a year that auto sales are expected to be higher than in the same month last year. Auto analyst Paul Eisenstein says that's unexpected good news for an industry hit hard by a slumping economy and the September 11th terrorist attacks.
You know, a few months ago, we were looking at the bottom collapsing, the industry just about shutting down. They were talking about closing plants in the short term, looking at closing a lot of plants in the long term. Suppliers were looking at going out of business. The bottom literally looked like it was going to fall out, anywhere from 15 to 20, even 25% down from sales last year. And surprise, surprise, they're off only a few percent and improving.
What's selling and what's not?
Well, there's a lot. Virtually the entire market has come back. You've got some new things that are selling real well. Some of the new station wagons are picking up. Convertibles are hot. The so-called entry luxury market is very strong. And we're seeing a real surge by the Koreans introducing a new generation of affordable small cars. So the entire market seems to be bouncing back big time.
What about jobs?
Well, that's the good thing, because there seemed to be the likelihood that we'd see a sharp reduction in jobs in the auto industry. But right now, it looks like things are going to hold a lot more steady, particularly on the supplier side. This is where the industry really looked like it was going to take a hit. Suppliers have faced a sharp reduction over the last decade. I mean, there used to be 40,000 of them in the industry. Now there are barely 4,000 of them. And they've been under a lot of pressure. Their margins have been squeezed much worse than the car makers themselves. And they've been just declaring bankruptcy. There's virtually a line at the government offices to file bankruptcy, but that has slowed down and performance is picked up by the suppliers. And their jobs are a little bit more stable. We're seeing improvements in jobs. We're also seeing an improvement in jobs in some of the assembly plants. As a matter of fact, General Motors is actually adding shifts to a number of its truck plants. Its sales are so strong that it's adding third shifts at several of its factories around the U.S. So that means that they'll actually be hiring people.
And this is going to have a positive impact on the economy overall?
Well, the general rule of thumb is that the U.S. auto industry is directly or indirectly responsible for something like one out of every seven jobs in the United States. So certainly if the auto industry is healthy and hiring, it means that the rest of the economy is going to be getting stronger in the coming months.
And what is really going to tell you about the industry? Do you need two of these months in a row, three?
Certainly you want to watch to see that this trend continues. But we've already seen that the sales are extremely strong and a lot better than people had predicted as recently as January. So even if May weren't quite as strong as last year, the trend is certainly there and people are feeling very bullish right now.
Paul Eisenstein is publisher of thecarconnection.com. This is NPR's Morning Edition, produced by Jim Wallace. The technical director is Stacey Abbott, with audio engineers Gary Henderson, Vince Muse, Kevin Langley, Dennis Nielsen, Brian Jarbo, Tom Carpenter, Guy Napper, Renee Pringle, and Arthur Holliday-Laurent. The executive producer is Elle McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Bob Bedwell.